Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. It is, to put it mildly, toasty. God, it's hot. I'm hot in places that I didn't know I had. And they're reported to the other places I knew I had. It's hot. All right, now, there you go. I'm happy to have shared that with you, far more than you needed to know. Hey, let me be the first to defy Congresswoman Jennifer McClellan to provide a list of chiefs of police and sheriffs in her district who can back up her claim that ICE enforcement is somehow, some way, negatively impacting calls for 911 service in so-called immigrant communities. Oh, and while we're at it, Madam Congresswoman, would you be kind enough as to describe and define, quote, immigrant communities within your district? I'll wait. In fact, I will tell you I have a pad of paper. It only has a couple of sheets left. I took a lot of notes last week in this class, and but I got a few sheets here still, Congresswoman. I'll wait. You tell me which of the chiefs of police in your particular jurisdiction, in your congressional district, have told you that calls to 911 are down. What? No, I'd like to know. The 4th District. So you know what I'm going to do? I want to be helpful here. Virginia, 4th Congressional District. Let's see the communities that are located in Virginia's 4th Congressional District, shall we? Well, we know that the city of Richmond is in there, at least partially, right? All right, well, let's see. Let me see if they have a full list of locales. Let me see here. Richmond, yep. Composition, Brunswick County, all right. Charles City County, Chesterfield County. Now, these are not all full communities. Dinwiddie, Greensville, Henrico, Prince George, Southampton, Surrey, Sussex, as well as Colonial Heights, Emporia, Hopewell, Petersburg, and Richmond. All right. Well, I would like to hear from the chiefs of police in those locales, as well as the sheriffs in those counties, with the exception of the sheriff for the city of Richmond, because she's not actually involved in 911 responses or things of that sort. But seriously, I would like to hear about the decline in 911 calls from, quote, immigrant communities. And again, I call on the Congresswoman, as she's getting ready to provide that information to all of us, to please define, quote, immigrant communities. I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. I think it's one of those things that politicians sometimes do. Sometimes say. And generally speaking, they're not held to account. I mean, I don't know. I'm just sitting here saying it. I would like to see some of the information. And if there's valid information, by all means, let us share it. Now, he's not new anymore, is he? The mayor of Richmond, we keep hearing about, the new mayor. He's been there for a while. I say it's over. I guess, in contrast, he's still the, quote, relatively new mayor of Richmond, Dr. Donny Avulla. And I know his real name is Danny Avulla. But why do I do? Because when he was running, I was able to listen to a number of VCU students who were ready to vote for him because there was free ice cream that his campaign was providing. Heidi and I were actually down, fundamentally on the VCU campus. We were going to the Altria Theater. And they had written on the ground in chalk, some of the brain surgeons down there, that free ice cream was available, and all you had to do was agree to go and listen to, and I'm quoting here, Dr. Donny Avulla. And I'm sure they voted for him because, there was free ice cream. Who on earth would not base an important vote on something like that? That's how I determine all my votes. I proudly voted for Donald Trump because I knew free ice cream, right? That's how we all vote. It's also why the United Kingdom is completely and totally Scrooged, like Six Ways to Sunday. They are poised now to lower the voting age to 16 years old. Why? Well, because 16-year-olds are relatively easy to sway. And 16-year-olds, good, bad, or indifferent, have a tendency to be left of center in their political outlook. So the ruling Labor Party has said, yeah, let's go all in on this. Let's ensure that there'll never, ever be a conservative government again. So we're going to lower the voting age to 16. But an interesting thing is not happening at the same time. They are not lowering the age to enter into a legally binding contract because, 16-year-olds aren't responsible enough to do that. They're not lowering the age for getting a legal tattoo because, the 16-year-olds are not capable, they say, of making a decision which will impact them so broadly for the rest of their life. They're not lowering the age at which a British citizen may enter the British military. No, stop laughing. The Brits do have a military. It's the French that, so it's just it's bizarre, don't you think? Oh, and speaking of the French, Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, has decided he will be, quote, recognizing a Palestinian state. Well, Monsieur le Président, let me advise you, you can actually recognize a good 20 Palestinian states because they're already in existence, but the big Palestinian state is Jordan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, where approximately 98% of the population would be identified as, quote, Palestinian. What you are looking to recognize, of course, is an area that makes clear you don't really care about Israel or the Jewish people. But I got it. I made a note of it. It's okay. Do you think Macron will be establishing this Palestinian state, say, I don't know, in the south of France, like the French Riviera? Because that would seem to be a good place for it. You know, seriously, if you want to have something like that, it just seems to me, you would recognize it in your own nation, where you would probably have some sort of an opportunity to establish it. Not in somebody else's country, right? Why would you be able to establish it in somebody else's country? I don't know. It's one of the questions I will be asking when I travel to Israel in, 11 days? I think it's 11 days. Something like that, 12 days. I can tell you now that there are two meetings that are on the books confirmed. These I'm allowed to share. One is with the president of Israel, and one is with our U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee. There are other meetings that will be taking place as part of this visit to Israel that I can't discuss at the moment. I just don't have them. But it does sound more intriguing, doesn't it, if I say I can't discuss them at the moment? So I can't discuss them at the moment. But you know me, if I could, I would. All right, so we got a lot of great stuff coming up this afternoon. My dear friend, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, is going to be with us at 3:35. Most of the time we're talking about law enforcement issues. I know. But Jimmy has experience, a lot of experience, on television. He was the guy on CNN for the longest time. And given all of the nonsense out there right now, all the caterwauling and the crybaby crap coming from Uber left, they canceled Stephen Colbert. Oh my God, it's the end of the world. Well, he had nobody watching his show, and he cost CBS $40 million every year. The dude ought to be just bowing down, kissing the ground that they kept that crap on as long as it did. But Jimmy will be along. We'll talk a little bit about some of that. I'm looking forward to that. Carl Carlson's going to be along. We'll talk a little bit about getting you to a point of financial independence. And I will remind you, this is the final week to vote. This is it. If you have not voted yet today, you need to text the number 100, repeat, 100 to 804-430-5505. Vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. Text the number 100-100-2-804-430-5505. 5505. This runs through Sunday. I will be obnoxious about it and will be annoying you right up until the end of this week. And then hopefully that'll be it for a year. Okay? Sound good to you? Sounds great to me. Quick reminder about our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Hit me up, especially if you are still without power, where you came through this storm last night. I mean, Heidi and I were just so blessed. We got a lot of debris. My gosh, branches and limbs and the rest of it down, but the power stayed on. But if you've been dealing with that, by all means, shoot me a little something on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Yes, it is. It's nice to be back. It's good to be back. I had a wonderful week last week. People are like, where'd you go? Fredericksburg. Every day to Fredericksburg. I've lost my interest in commuting, driving anywhere. And spending any time on 95. Look, I've driven across the country a dozen times, point to point, coast to coast. I've driven up and down 95 from Maine to Miami more times than I can count. And now it's like, oh, I got to drive 45 minutes. I don't like it. But all of that being said, it was an interesting week. It really was. It was a challenging week. I was in class. People say, oh, did you go to the beach? No, I sat in class every single solitary day from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon to complete a specific program. General instructor for our Department of Criminal Justice Services, so I can actually honestly not just be a lecturer at academies, but to go in and teach. Well, it wasn't about necessarily the subject per se. But, got to tell you, teaching philosophy, yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I enjoy that. Different means of teaching, addressing different ways that adults learn, absolutely all on board. And then, do you know what it also included? And this is what absolutely kicked my rear end for drill. Technical stuff. Oh, yes. Not exactly my strong suit. One of the things you have to do, well, not one of the things, you have to do this. There's a whole list of requirements that's dictated by our beloved Commonwealth, and you have to put together a lesson plan. You have to do this, you have to do that, and you've got to do a presentation. Well, a presentation for me, I was looking forward to that part until they said, and you'll put together a PowerPoint to be part of it. Suffice to say, it is a pass or fail course, and I'm happy to report I passed. That's it. Not going to be the valedictorian or the salutatorian or the tutatorian or a doritorian, but I passed. All right, Jimmy Galliano never has to worry about not passing because he's the best. He'll be with us at 3:35, 3:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRV. Not just hot, it's really hot. It's damn hot. That's the official description of this thing. No, I looked it up. I went to meteorologist in a box or something, and that's what it says. Damn hot. So it is what it is, but it's going to be with us right through Wednesday, and these heat indices indicing about 105 degrees when you factor everything in, and then after that, maybe a little bit of a break. You know what the highs next week are going to be? I just don't want to get you all upset or excited, but they're going to be in the 70s, like 77 degrees, which will feel like you need to put on a coat. What is really going on in places like CNN? Right, you and I look at this. Now, I've been inside the media for longer than I care to remember. But even though I'm technically inside the media, believe me, the folks who are really, really inside the media have made it clear to me they don't like me and they don't want me in any further than I might be. Okay, but what about on a CNN set? Well, our dear friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, was the guy on CNN for years. Every time you turned it on talking about some sort of a law enforcement matter, there was Jimmy. And I think Jimmy got to see this up close and personal. And given all the caterwauling going on with Stephen Colbert, I refuse to use the Colbert because he changed that when he got the big show. But what is it really like? And I'm happy to say Jimmy is joining us. Jimmy, thank you for being here, sir.
Well, Jeffrey, it's good to join you without there being some kind of pall over our conversation related to, you know, some law enforcement matter or something.
Yes.
or malfeasance and skullduggery in the inside the Capitol Beltway. But first of all, I just want to say my contract with your program specifically states that I only join the best radio program in Richmond. So if your listeners aren't out there voting early and often Chicago style for you, man, I'd hate to see our relationship severed because you've got to be number one.
Well, I'm doing what I can, man, and I'm trying to convince people that, as you say, early and often. And dude, Philadelphia, we used to have 98% voter turnout from cemeteries. You know, you didn't. Death did not disqualify you from being patriotic. That was our motto.
Not at all. And one more thing about your open. When I lived in Stafford, you know, for 4 years when I was assigned at Quantico,
yeah.
I visited Fredericksburg. That was south of Stafford, not north of where you are. But I visited there almost every weekend. What a wonderful place, a place with so much rich history, you know, from the Civil War and the Battle of Fredericksburg in 1862. It's just a really, really neat spot. And whether or not you live in Virginia or you live outside of Virginia and if you've never been there, it's definitely worth a visit.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It really is. It is a very cool place. People that I was dealing with was certainly hospitable. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful place. And nice thing, gasoline prices about 20 cents a gallon less than they are in Central Virginia, believe it or not.
Jeff, it's what we voted for, and we're getting it in spades.
Yes, we are. We absolutely are. You and I voted for it. I got to think that some of your friends, like Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler from CNN, probably did not vote for it. What was it like being there at CNN?
Well, you know, I have to say, Jeff, you know, and before I want to segue into kind of tie this in with what's going on, you know, nationally, we all get it, right? We all understand that. In Hollywood, you know, where they make the movies and where they program the TV shows, and in academia, I mean, you just look at, you know, some of these Ivy League campuses, and in the mainstream media, which is the vast, you know, the vast number of stations and programs and networks that provide us the news. We all know that, you know, we have to accept the fact that, you know, in this country, we demand diversity in everything but thought. And in those places where we're always lectured, whether it's from academia or Hollywood movies or the mainstream media about diversity, ideological diversity is not what they're talking about. So, I spent 4 years as a paid contributor at CNN. And, you know, there's plenty of good people work there. You know, it's never the folks that are behind the camera, you know, the folks that are doing audio, the folks that are filming it, the set designers, the makeup people, even some of the production assistants and people like that. They're all wonderful, wonderful people and do a great job no matter what network you're going to. But it's what comes down from on high. And, you know, I'll tie this in because CNN has often been compared to the Washington Post, which obviously everybody in Virginia and around the country is familiar with the Washington Post. I think it's the third largest newspaper in the country. Yep. And, you know, we have these nostalgic views of, you know, back in the day in the early 70s when, you know, Woodward and Bernstein broke the Watergate scandal, and, you know, here's investigative journalists, you know, hey, we investigate bereft of fear or favor. We just follow the information and follow our leads. to where they are now. I mean, look at the number of folks that have left the paper of recent. Glenn Kessler, their famous quote-unquote fact checker, Catherine Rampell, Ruth Marcus, Jennifer Rubin, many of them are taking buyouts to leave the newspaper because I think they've finally come to a day of reckoning where people are just tired of the pretending, the pretending that there's not bias involved. And I noticed that you you mentioned our good friend Mr. Colbert or Colbert, however you want to pronounce it. But he's a perfect example. Here's a guy that came out of, you know, Jon Stewart's Comedy Central, you know, The Daily Show, and he played this, you know, this buffoon of a conservative, and he got lots and lots and lots of laughs. He was basically put on the radar when he went after George W. Bush at one of the, you know, one of the presidential dinners, and of course the liberals, you know, he was on the radar then, and they loved him. So he takes over the show from that had basically been built by, you know, David Letterman, who, you know, had been at the helm for, I think, almost three decades. Well, you know, if you look at some of the statistics on why this show is losing $40 million a year and why people like Jay Leno have come out and said, you know, the same thing Johnny Carson did, you know, the goat of all talk show hosts, who once said, you know, why would I want to alienate one half of my audience? You know, people are tuning in for levity. They're tuning in to get away from this stuff. Why would we be talking about politics at 11:30 at night when people want to kick back in bed and watch something funny? Well, Jeff, get a load of these stats. So, you know, Newsbusters that, you know, follows and tracks bias in the media. I know you've quoted them before and read some of their stuff before. But since 2022, The Colbert Show, right? The Late Show, The Colbert Show, he has hosted 176 left-leaning guests and only one Republican. So from 2000 to 2022, 176-1. I don't know who that Republican was, but I'm sure it's somebody like Adam Kinzinger or somebody that you could probably say, or Liz Cheney, that, you know, is really not the dyed-in-the-wool Republican you would think of. And then, Jeff, you know, get a load of this. In just the first 6 months of this year, in 2025, the show booked 43 left-leaning political guests and zero, that is zero, conservatives. Well, you know, you wonder why you're bleeding money and you wonder why, you know, the network doesn't want to lose $40 million a year every year just to have your insufferable monologues and takes. It explains it. And it explains, you know, what happened in the late night sphere. So, and I'll wrap it with this, Jeff. You know, I know that you're a Billy Joel fan. I'm a huge Billy Joel fan. My wife and I saw him. He had a residency at Madison Square Garden. And last summer we went his next to the last show at Madison Square Garden. I forget how many hundreds of shows he had sold out there in a row during his residency. We love Billy Joel, especially living in New York, you know, New York State of Mind, Piano Man. We love it. Well, I don't know if you saw his documentary that was on HBO Max recently. I'm not shilling for it, but it was really, really well done for the most part. And Tom Hanks was a producer. Well, Tom Hanks, a great actor, but again, another one of those insufferable leftists that has to put his fingerprints on everything so you can't just enjoy the music or enjoy the production quality. Well, Billy Joel's talking about the incident in Charlottesville. And he explains, you know, how devastated he was. And he uses the quote out of context about, you know, the very fine people hoax that, you know, the president, back Donald Trump back in 2017, wasn't speaking about the neo-Nazis, wasn't speaking about the Aryan Brotherhood, the racists and bigots that were there in Charlottesville. He was speaking about the people that had differences regarding Confederate monuments and memorials. Well, Billy says it, Billy Joel, and then Tom Hanks, obviously as the producer, has to again show the clip of the president speaking, but not in full context. And this is what they do. Think how many people, maybe that had their heads buried in the sand and had never heard about the Charlottesville incident, they're watching this and they're like, oh my gosh, the president really said that? He said that Nazis and Aryan Brotherhood and bigots and racists and, you know, KKK, that they're really fine people over there. So, Jeff, it's that kind of subtle nuance, that kind of just inserting it in something where, yeah, most of us look at that and go, oh, come on. You know, we'll give Billy the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he didn't follow the news closely enough and just, you know, didn't hear it.
Right.
But come on, for all the people that weren't aware of it now to watch that, that's how it's done, Jeff. It's subtle, it's subliminal, and that's how the message from one side gets out and gets promoted.
Jimmy Galliano is joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, and for many, many years he was paid to appear on CNN. I'm sorry to hear it about the documentary, and you've been here to Casa Cats. Heidi actually watched it last night. She didn't mention that part to me, and I said, well, I had stuff that I had to get done, and I said, well, you know, I'll go back and watch it, because I, just like you, I'm a major Billy Joel fan. Now, I got to be blunt. I don't know that I'll bother, which is probably a terrible thing.
You know, Jeff, like I said, you want to give somebody like Billy Joel, who I have to believe is a decent human being.
Yeah.
Again, the documentary is two parts, 2.5 hours each portion. It's 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
Really in depth, really well done. And look, Billy's family comes from Germany, and Billy's Jewish.
Yeah.
And, you know, and dealing with the fact that he has members of his family that passed away, that were killed, murdered in the Holocaust, you know, you can understand why something like that would be so sensitive. But again, it's just the twisting. There's plenty of things we can criticize our current president for.
Sure.
You know, nobody is perfect. Nobody is infallible. Plenty of things. But the left, and through the media, through academia, look at the Ivy League campuses, through academia, and through Hollywood, they distort and twist it. They take something and they make it worse than it is, and they think they're doing it for righteous reasons, and they're not.
You know, Jimmy, you have mentioned on a one-to-one basis many times, but also in this program, so I think it's fair to bring up, when you were on CNN, amongst other folks that you interacted with, Chris Cuomo. There's some really good interaction with you and Chris Cuomo. And Chris Cuomo, certainly the perception is, well, he's from the Cuomo family. They're longtime Democrats. They're active. He's left of center. But you always seem to have a good amount of respect for him as being fair and upfront. That's true, is it not?
Yeah, and I would, you know, Chris is a personal friend of mine, and
okay.
some people are like, well, how do you square that circle? You know, he's pretty leftist, and he was this, and he was that, and he worked for CNN for all those years. And, you know, look, you mentioned it. The Cuomo family is essentially political royalty in New York State.
Yeah.
Now, not so much of recent, obviously, with Andrew Cuomo and the troubles that he's had.
Yep.
You know, during the COVID epidemic and obviously with the improper relations or interactions with women on his staff and in and around the governor's mansion. But Governor Mario Cuomo was a Democrat who was, you know, wildly, you know, considered to be just left of center and a reasonable person. Of course, you know, Democrats from 1994 are not the same as Democrats today, who are completely paralyzed by the far left extreme fringe. But to your point about Chris, I mean, Chris is a reasonable guy. He's got a show now on News Nation, and he tries to take it more from both sides. But, you know, Jeff, I tell people all the time, you know, bringing it back to CNN and our days there, he and I worked very well together. And for 4 years, you know, we traveled to sites and places where horrific things happened and tried to make sense of them on the air for our viewers. It's not that they censor you at places like CNN or other places.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that if you have a view that they don't agree with, when I mean they, it's the people that are the showrunners and the people that are doing programming, you just don't get booked.
Yeah.
That's how they work it. So no one ever tells you, you know, hey, your view is not welcome. You just don't get booked. And so I went from getting booked all the time to 2020, you know, you've got the COVID epidemic. And then you have on Memorial Day, you have the killing of the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And of course, the world explodes. The country explodes. And I'm booked one morning. It's a Saturday morning. And of course, Saturday is more of a wasteland in news television. and I'm supposed to be on with the Minneapolis mayor and the mayor of Atlanta. I'm going to be providing the law enforcement perspective as they're showing all these protests and riots, you know, the mostly peaceful riots.
Yeah.
And so we had some time to kill because they were waiting for the two mayors to join us. And so, you know, obviously, as the analyst, the anchor turns to you and says, okay, fill this space. And so I'm talking and, you know, getting into the root causes of what was going on. And then I decided to kind of share some statistics about police killings and saying, you know, hey, you know, what you think is the truth in regards to the killing of quote unquote unarmed minority men is not true. And let me give you the statistics. I'm working on it on my doctorate. And I laid it out. And again, I had time to kill. They needed to chew up the clock. Jeff, after that appearance, they got a bunch of complaints from people that said that I was a racist and a bigot. And, you know, the network, again, they never, ever talked to me about it. I had another year left of my contract. I just never appeared on air again. So that's how they do it. They pay every month. The check to bank deposit made it into my account. And trust me, it was decent money. I wasn't complaining.
Yeah.
But it's just that's how they silence you. They just don't allow, you know, even the producers I had great relationships with and that wanted me, when I would talk to them, they would say, yeah, we got word that we're not allowed to have you on with no explanation.
Incredible. Hey, Jimmy, what do you make of Dan Bongino's comments over? All right. Well, I know, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, because I don't. Is he trying to solve some sort of a puzzle? There's this cryptic social media post. We can't run a republic like this. What is it? Is there anything there, or are you thinking?
Jeff, I'm that grumpy old guy standing out on his lawn, shaking his fist at clouds, yelling at the neighborhood kids to get off my damn lawn. Right.
Yeah.
So when I see the new cadets at West Point, and the fact that they have access to cell phones, when during Beast Barracks, I was barely allowed to write a letter home. And now these kids can just jump onto a cell phone and you know, absorb themselves in it. But the world has changed. And to pretend that you can, you know, that West Point in the 80s was the same as West Point when my father was there in the 50s, or the same way it is now. It's just, it's different. I have to look at the 117-year-old history of the FBI with the same type of pragmatic prism. Do I like the fact that the deputy director, a once position that was always held by an active duty FBI agent, and he was, and I'm only saying he because there hadn't been a female one yet. There will be, but there hasn't been one. So he kept his mouth shut publicly and dealt with the day-to-day runnings of the Bureau while the FBI director was up on Capitol Hill fighting for the budget or briefing Congress or testifying about, you know, some different investigative matter. Mm-hmm. I don't like this idea, this more vocal, you know, treating the deputy director position like you're still a podcast host, right? Uh-huh. I just don't think that it was right. Now, I'm not suggesting or saying that, you know, Dan isn't doing a good job. I don't know. I'm not there. I mean, he's certainly a smart guy.
Yep.
And I know that he understands the difference between being a podcast host and being the number two in the FBI. But what you're referring to is a cryptic message he put out on X about, you know, hey, I want everybody to know that just because you don't hear us talking about it, things are happening here. And I've got a lot to tell you soon. And when I tell you that I saw something recently that has changed me forever and I'll never be the same, have a nice day, Deputy Director Bongino. And to do that kind of cryptic stuff, Jeff, that's the stuff you do in theater. That's not the stuff you do in the FBI. And again, I'd say this to his face. I mean, I respect the job he's got to do. It's a tough one. I think the FBI did need to have some rocks lifted and looked under and needed some changes, some cultural changes and some reconfiguring back to certain, you know, tenets about fidelity, bravery, and integrity, our motto, and continuing to be apolitical and nonpartisan. But Jeff, I'm not a fan of that. I don't think that helps. I think that's more to whip up, you know, a follower count or to, you know, to farm for engagement on social media. than it is to be the FBI deputy director, where you should keep quiet, do your job, run the bureau while the director is more so the face of the bureau. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, Jimmy, and I go to you to make sense of everything that...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We all have questions about it. I want to remind everybody, because I'm over time, but I would be remiss, Jimmy, policedefense.org, policedefense.org. That is the website for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. Of course, you sit on the board of directors for that. It generates support for law enforcement officers around the nation who have been improperly charged. And in fact, as I'm looking at the website just today, there is a deputy sheriff in Henrico County who has been selected. So I'm going to send everybody over there to policedefense.org. Jimmy, always great to have you here, brother. I appreciate the time and look forward to chatting again really soon. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.